The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Just a quick heads up for Roster Watch Nation. We've brought a sports betting podcast here to the feed. This is the Algo 5-Pick Podcast featuring the Value Index tool for Roster Watch premium members who are interested in sports betting. It's hosted by Can't Miss Mitch, who you've heard on the SiriusXM show. He's the creator of the Value Index tool, a.k.a. the Algo. It's him and it's his boys, Brad and Peter the Irish Guy. This is a sports betting podcast that we've brought to the Roster Watch feed, and our hope is that the podcast will provide context and some kind of human interpretation of what the Algo, which has hit a 58 to 62% clip across all games over the last half decade historically, but what the Algo might be pointing us toward in the betting markets. So you can get access to the Algo's weekly picks for every game, along with betting volume versus money insights, the Prop Finder tool, all the stuff we talk about on the radio show. You can find all that and more with a premium membership at Roster Watch. And so for now, let's hand it off to the Algo boys and Can't Miss Mitch.
What's up, guys? Week 8. I'm sitting here with my co-host, as always, Pete the Irish Guy, who's recently married, buddy. Congratulations from everybody at Bet the Algo, the entire cast, production team. Everybody is super excited for you. How you feel?
Yeah, awesome. Side note, getting married does not improve your NFL picking ability and game ability. In fact, I had my worst week, so I guess
it's time for a divorce.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe you can retire like Mad Dog Russo again.
Wow, yeah, that was a pretty spectacular night last night in the baseball and his comments. But no, it was a good wedding. Very small, personal. NFL wise, week 7. I'm pretty happy with how week 7 went. We're back to winning ways with the Algo, huh?
It feels like that. I thought a couple of observations. I had every primetime game hit.
Yep, 3-0. Yeah.
Jacksonville score, the margin of victory. The Algo had 7.55, was the top rated play, and they won by 7 points. Actually, the top three by value index all won. We love that. We love that.
Yes. 7-6 on the week.
54%. We like that.
Back-to-back losing week. So we're back on the good side. You mentioned it with the primetime games going 3-0. In one of the primetime games, it nailed Minnesota's total points with 22. San Fran scoring 17. I thought that was pretty cool. The other game it nailed in terms of teams output was the Giants. Giants at 14. Them winning 14-7.
That was a shock, by the way. That was a shocker of a game.
Was a bit of a shocker of a game, which we can touch on when we get into it. The other thing to add, the pro package, those extra couple of games, the pros got 2-1 in those extra games, so that's always nice for those boys. But it felt good from a personal standpoint. Mitch, after deciding I wasn't going to fade, after 3 weeks of fading myself with a winning record, I went back to being inside my own brain, and I've gone 5-10 and 3-10. A whopping 8-20 over the last 2 weeks. It's just a disaster from my side. You had a good week, 7-6, just like the Algo. So you back in the green after kind of similar 2 weeks to the Algo. So I need a big turnaround here, get the season back on track. But hey, the good news is we're only into week 8. We got so much football to go.
so much question. Was the algo solo? We had a trend here last week where you identified the algo being solo going 10-3-1, 77%. So essentially, you and I, and if we have a guest on, we would go against the algo. The algo was on an island, say, and we would look at the algo and say, what are you thinking? Which is pretty remarkable because we watch a lot. The algo has never seen a football game, just the output. And we think it's crazy. And then it's 77%.
Yeah, it's remarkable. 77%. And that's enough. That's four. That's, you know, 13 games, 14 games of data that we have there. So 10-3, it's pretty impactful. The other thing that's being sneaky, now it's not a lot of games, but when you go against the algo and against me, you're 5-0.
And what game was that last week?
Last week, there was one game.
The Steelers.
That happened. And it was, no, the Pittsburgh LA game was the it had the Rams as well.
Right. And you,
the game that happened in was Baltimore Detroit. Mm. And you had Baltimore. You were on the right side of it. That was the only game last weekend.
I think so. Okay.
Yeah, that's something to watch out for. The other thing that's awesome, primetime plus top five package, 27-23-4, 54%. The primetime games are at 55% on the season. And things are looking rosy there.
So a couple of things. That's awesome, by the way. We are winning for those two packages, which, you know, the primetime. Guys, if you're interested, this is our free three. And if you're interested in getting all the data, or at least parts of the data, more than the free three, the primetime games, 55%, some good value there, because that's $30 a month. And then the prime time, that's a good one. That's $60. And then the pro package, I think we've got 76. So if you're in a pick'em league, I think that could definitely help you cap games. I'm curious to know, and we haven't done this. We got to go back to the data because we've included everything, but there are a lot of losses that are under a half a point of value. A lot of those games flip. We had two games that flip. It went 1-1. It flipped from New England to Buffalo early in the week. The line went from 8.5 to 7.5. So that line moved. And then in against the algo, and then the flip also picked to Atlanta. And so there's been a lot of those games. I am curious next week. I'm curious if we extracted those last two games or the games that were under a half a point of value, where would we be overall? Because if the data is trending that way, we're just not going to include games there because we don't want people taking them. But, you know, look, we're a data service. We're not here to tell you, look, if you can be a smart man and use that data and say, you know what, that's just, there's not a lot of value there. And, you know, it's a wishy-washy game. So I'm going to lay off. There are other games to pick from, but you don't have that data, Pete, do you?
No, we'll get it for next week. It's pretty easy for us to get to and eliminate at those games, and we'll see what the overall record looks like.
So one thing before we jump in, last week, actually for Q3, what's going on in the circa, because I think this is something very fun to follow. Very fun. So last week for our pros, we put our circa five up there, and really, honestly, the intent is to go, you know, 3-2 like we do every week. I mean, that's kind of the formula. Hey, let's just plug along 60%, 60%, and then maybe get a couple 4-1s. Do not have a 2-3, 1-4, 0-5. Please do not. But we managed to go. I managed to pick of all the algo games the first 2 weeks of the quarter. I went 0-10. I managed to literally pick every loser, not one winner, which is an impossible feat to do. So week three comes. I tried to essentially fade the algo. So whatever I liked best to go 5-0, I just picked opposite and tried to go 0-5. And of course I went 2-3, which would be if you were on the other side and tailing the algo, you would have been 3-2. We're happy with that. But let me tell you something. We are tied for last place right now with 21 other teams. And I've got a good feeling. I need the help. We need the help of the Patreon fans out there. Anybody that listens, shoot us a DM and let us know your favorite fade the algo or your favorite lock to lose. Cause I want to know, cause we really need to go 0-5. This is the week, Pete. We are there. We see the finish line. This is $25,000 that the Circus Sports Million offers for the last place. And if we tie, we got to cut it up. Now that number is crazy because to make $25,000 for the entire season, you got to come in 24th. So this is a big time week.
There's a very easy way for us to get either 0-5 or 1-4.
Just fade you.
I've given you 20 losers in the last 2 weeks. Many of those, all of them, I'm sure, are fading the algo. So we just pick five of my games that are fading the algo pick, and there's your five losers.
Okay, I like where this is going. Yeah. I also do want to hear from the folks. Shoot us a DM and let us know your auto loser. Auto loser. Tell us. We want to know. All right. We've got three games naturally for the free 3-peat. Anything in the NFL, by the way, before we get there that we want to cover?
No, the NFL is, as we said, there's not a whole lot of drama, I don't feel, like going on outside of Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes. What I will say is Halloween is coming up this weekend. Myself and my wife, we're trying to figure out, we've got a party that we're going to on Saturday, what we're going to go as. We came up with an idea for Saturday night. She's going as Taylor Swift. I'm going as Brittany Mahomes. And that's going to be our costume.
I mean, that's amazing. How much self-tanner are you going to wear?
I don't know, but, Brittany Mahomes gets a rough time. She's definitely the less attractive one in that couple. So it's pretty perfect that I'm going as her. I got my blonde wig today. I have a nice red vest and white long sleeve turtleneck ready. I'm ready.
I think it would have been better if you went as Jackson Mahomes.
Yeah, I would have to shave then for that. And yeah, we don't want to do that.
Maybe the least likable guy of all time on social media. Well, let's get into it. First game, I'm going to start with the lowest value here for week 8. We're going to go with the Jets and the Giants playing in their respective home fields. I can't remember the last time that they've played. Has this happened often? I'm very curious about that. But this line is at 3 points. The G-men's D coming off two very good performances last 2 weeks, giving up just 14 points to Buffalo. And then, they gave up only 7 points to the Commanders. So really just averaging 10, stepping up big. So where is this coming from? They're off. Is this all on the back of their quarterback?
No, it's not really. If you I watched all of that Buffalo game with New York 2 weeks ago, and it was the first time that their defense showed up and played really, really good football. And it was amazing. It was a game where the commentators, it was the Monday night game, and Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were talking about how poor the defense had been, and they looked fantastic that game. They were flying around. They kept the Giants in it. It was 14-9. It ended. It looked like they were going to win. Then they come back and back it up, holding the Commanders, who've scored a lot of points, to 7 points. So that's 2 weeks in a row of playing really good football. So I don't know what it is or what's clicked there, but something has clicked because they're not the same defense that we've seen so far. They're playing a whole lot better. And listen, you talked about the QB that was going to be, starting for them, Tyrod Taylor. He's serviceable. He's won games. He's won a playoff game or two, maybe. Like, he's a decent quarterback, and he knows the things that he can't do. And what can he not do? He can't turn the ball over. And he managed to kind of do that. We know you're not going to get magic from him, but he's good enough to win games. The Jets on the other side on a week off, right? They had the bye week. So they're going to be coming in healthy. You're right in saying this matchup doesn't happen a lot, because it doesn't. It always happens in the preseason. It's always like their last preseason game. Never really regular season do they meet. AFC, NFC, obviously just when the division meets, which is this year, right? Us being Patriots fans, we know that we're playing that division this year. But it's an interesting game. I still don't trust the Giants in continuing this fantastic defensive play just yet. The Jets off of bye week, this should have given them a lot of time to game plan. I think the Giants are really going to struggle still offensively against this Jets defense. I think they're fantastic. I love the Jets in this spot. Even though it's 3-3 feels like a lot, I prefer 2.5, but give me the New York Jets.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What I'm seeing is the head-to-head matchup. According to covers.com, they've played 4 games, and it's a pretty even matchup, 2-2. I've got to imagine that they've played more than that. I have to, but that's what covers says. So, look, Jets, they're ranked 7th in positive turnover margin at just under 1, plus 0.8. I think they can force some turnovers here and particularly get after this weak New York Giants offense. The Giants have a negative turnover margin. They're ranked 26th, so they really aren't doing anything great on the other side of the ball. For some reason, I think that extra week is going to give them an advantage. The Jets have been outstanding in the red zone. They're only allowing a touchdown 36.84% of the time. That's ranked 4th in the league. The Giants defense, they're struggling in the red zone. They allow touchdowns 58% of the time. I think it's going to be enough. And I'm with you. I've got to go with the with the Jets here. The algorithm, 19.1 Jets, Giants 14.64. Kind of feels right. You're getting just under 1.5 of value on the Jets. This one feels good. I may think about putting the Giants in the circa for a loss. The Giants are 2-5 against the spread. So, next game. Guys, by the way, if you want all the data, patreon.com/bettthealgo, all the different packages. Come on over. We'd love to have you. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, did you see yesterday I started dropping the NBA model picks?
So I did see that. Yep.
I was thinking that maybe we drop. I can't do this every day, by the way, because they play every day. The NFL is a few days a week.
Right.
The NBA, so many games every single day. I'll do my best, but I was thinking about including this in the pro package. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Include pick, you know, whatever that day's games are when you post the pro package and say, here's 5 NBA games or whatever it is. Yeah. Great idea.
Yeah. That's what we were thinking. Houston at Carolina. Carolina, I believe, is coming off a bye as well.
Yeah, both and Houston, 2 teams off byes from
us. Wow, okay. Those were all the three. There were 3 teams on byes. It was all 3, the Jets, Panthers, and Houston. I don't know if that helps anybody. Perhaps it helps Carolina the most, I would think. This line is Houston laying 3. Total is 43.5. By the way, Carolina 0-6. Do they get their first win here at home?
That's the only thing I've been thinking about in this game. Is this the game where Bryce Young gets his first win? And I'm sorry, it's not. They're not there yet. They're not ready to win, especially against this Houston team. This Houston team is pretty good. These quarterbacks are in different places. Stroud looks very, very confident. He looks confident in his team and his weapons. More importantly, this game is going to come down to the defenses. Houston Texans have a good, solid defense. They're top 10 in points against. On the other hand, Carolina are the worst defensive football team in the league when it comes to points per game, which is pretty amazing to say that, considering that we're only through 7 weeks and the Denver Broncos gave up 70 in a game. That's how poor Carolina are. So this game will come down to, it'll probably be relatively close for large parts, but the Carolina defense isn't good enough to hold out this Houston team, who are feeling pretty good, who've got some good weapons. I love Houston in this spot.
Carolina, this is an interesting stat, because for a young quarterback, I think you want him to manage the game. But what Carolina has done, they throw the ball fairly frequently. 64% of the time, they are throwing the ball. That's ranked fourth. I don't think that's the strategy.
Well, it's not. But when you're behind the whole time, you have to. It's like just a matter of them being down and not being able to hand the ball off.
Sure. You're right. The Texans, however, they do have a defensive weakness primarily against the pass. They're allowing 245 pass yards per game. That's ranked 26th. So I actually think there is a potential to exploit this Texans D. Question is, do they bend, not break? The other thing, by the way, Carolina, they've got a fairly low interception rate, 1.66%. That's ranked seventh. So with that and the amount of times they throw and the fact that Houston's defense ranks pretty low with respect to their interception rate or their opponent's interception rate, I think there might be a potential for Carolina to squeak out a win here. I'm going to go with Carolina. I don't know if they win this game. I could also see this game being a push. I could see this game being a push. But I'm leaning Carolina here. This is a lean. However, the algo has Houston winning 20.82. Carolina 19.74. You're getting just under 2 points of value on the Panthers. Let's see. Let's see, Algo. Come on through. Last game for the free three before we move on to our prime time. We'll do the prime time. We'll do the top five after that. And we'll get to the pros. So if you want to hear more, you know where to find us. The Saints at the Colts, who got absolutely robbed last week. Before I tell you the line, did you watch the end of that Cleveland-Indianapolis game?
I did, yeah. It was unfortunate. And I heard Jim Irsay coming out talking about how he got an apology from the league for some of the refereeing decisions. But so is life. But yeah, they got robbed. Great game.
What do you think? That the NFL has to do. They talked about it today on PTI. Wilbon had the take that they should incorporate the college football rules where if it's under 2 minutes, it goes to the eye in the sky. I don't understand the problem with that. Why? Why not do that? It seems very logical and reasonable outside of just getting the outcome correct. That's all I care about. He brought up the point about how Vegas has all this money on the line. That's irrelevant.
Yeah,
these players play. It should be called correctly. That's all, period.
It's pretty irrelevant. Yeah. The Vegas thing. Yeah. That's a simple little change they can make and to add that. But at the end of the day, Mitch, it's just like things that are going on in the world of soccer as well at the moment. They're referees, and a lot of these things are subjective, and they're humans. There's going to be mistakes forever. It won't be any better or any. It's pretty consistent, I think. With it, there's going to be controversy in every game because you got humans making mistakes on things that are subjective. So
yeah,
I think you just live with it.
You have to, because there's right now there's no choice, but something needs to change because there's just a lot of blown calls late. I don't like it. I think it robs a lot of teams, and you hate to see. I think we now have the technology to get this stuff down quick, right, to where it's not adding minutes to the game. So I would love if they did something like that. But let's get to this New Orleans-Indianapolis game. I don't know if that riles them up or not, but Indianapolis is a 1.5-point dog at home. And we've got Minshew under center again, who lost a really good game. Minshew hasn't won a game, has he?
Did he not come in against Baltimore and win?
Starting.
Yeah, he may not have started that game, I don't think.
He might have
started that game, though, actually. Now that I think of it, because you mentioned it on our podcast talking about, does he have a purple pair of Jordans?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so he might have. He
might have started that.
But regardless, this is a really interesting game to me. But for two very different really reasons, right? They're both 3-4 teams. Indianapolis kind of looked better than we thought, but Richardson's done for the year, surgery. So there's really no expectation on the Colts. Like, anything that happens from this point is a bonus. They're not going to make the playoffs. I don't think, at least I don't think they will. I'm pretty confident in saying that. But even if they get to 7 or 8 wins, it's a pretty good season for them. New Orleans, on the other hand, have expectation. They're in a division that they should win with a good team and a quarterback. They're paying a lot of money. This is a massive, massive game for them. Because if they lose this game, things will start to go south really quickly. You're already hearing or seeing Derek Carr look very annoyed. Him going after Olave for not running out on a ball that he threw 10 yards deep into the fucking seats. Olave getting picked up for a DUI midweek. Oh. There's a lot of negative juju with New Orleans. If they go in and lose this game, the season starts to unravel, I think, and gets away from them and quickly becomes a bit of a disaster. But if they win this weekend, everything's still okay. They're 4-4, their team I have faith in. I'm not ready to jump off the New Orleans bus yet. I think that the defense is good enough to win games. I think they have the weapons. I don't know. I presume Chris Olave isn't going to play.
He was not listed on the practice report.
So that's going to be a big miss for them. But I think this is a low scoring. This is an under game. And I think they can squeak it out. The fact that it's less than 3, I'm going to take New Orleans. Maybe for the last time this season, though.
New Orleans has not been very good against the spread at all. I believe they are 2-5. Is that correct against the spread? Did I read that correctly? By the way, I'm sorry. New Orleans is worse than that. They're 1-5-1 against
the spread. Yeah, that sounds about right, because I feel like I pick them every week and I stink. So
they're 1-5-1. They have been absolutely terrible. Their star wide receiver getting a Dewey. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, these kids do not learn like how lucky they are. By the way, dating back to last year, New Orleans against the spread, they're 3-6-1. I just feel like lately, ever since Winston, is on that team and Peyton is gone, although his name brand is tarnished, his team just feels like getting caught stealing lobsters. It's just like what they do. I don't know. And by the way, yes, Minshew does have one win. You were correct. It was the Baltimore game. Where I thought he came in was the Tennessee game. So he really just has one win under his belt starting. I think he gets his second one here. And let me tell you why. Because they actually have a pretty solid offense. They're averaging 25.4 points a game. That's ranked 6th. New Orleans offense is anemic. It's not going to get better with Olave being on the sidelines. They're ranked 21st, putting up 19 points. The other thing, Indy scoring almost 3 touchdowns a game. That's ranked 5th That's pretty wild. New Orleans averaging 1.7 TDs. So I think there's definitely an advantage there. They've got an advantage on the ground game. And I'm just also going to say that Indy's defense is pretty good, specifically against third down conversion at 36%. That's ranked eighth. That's a top 10 deal. Granted, we know New Orleans has a solid D, specifically against the pass. They're ranked fourth in limiting opponent pass yards and second in opponent completion percentage. But I'm going to say this is going to be a low-scoring game. I agree with you. I think they get it down on the ground, and Minshew will do enough. Give me the Colts. The Algo, this is a big, big play on the value index. The Algo has Indianapolis winning outright 25.38 to 19.71. Currently on this spread, we're looking at 4.5 points of value on the Colts.
Well, it's actually 6.5.
But it is 6.5. Yeah. Jesus, because they're getting a point and a half.
Right. So it was just in there as minus one. I change it to one. So this is 6.67.
Whoa. Okay.
Yep.
There you go. Some big, big time value. Pete, that'll do it for the free three. Guys, thank you so much for listening. If you want to come on and join, by the way, you can get on the Patreon and now become a fan. So you can see things. We've got the videos on there, even of the free three. And I do post some free picks specifically. All those fans of the Patreon have been seeing those free NBA model plays. So come on over, even for the freebies, the mooches. We're okay with you. Come in, support us, join the page. And thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you guys on the other side. Thank you so much. Cheers.